The Big Dorset Brunch.
BBC Radio Solent.
Hello and welcome to the Big Dorset Brunch podcast. My name's Zoe Kleinman and this is a free download from BBC Radio Solent. For information on our programmes, just go to bbc.co.uk/Solent.
BBC Radio Solent.
On the Big Dorset Brunch this week, I met the Jurassic Coast's very own man in a van. Ben Dames works for the National Trust and it's his job to travel around the coastline, providing advice and information to people he meets along the way. He also gets to talk rather a lot about fossils.
The best place to go, really, the safest places to go are down at Charmouth and Lyme Regis, where there's the Heritage Coast Centre down there. There's really easy access to the beach. And the key thing that we would stress is that you don't need to go near the cliffs. The best place to look is actually rolling around in the surf at low tide. So double check the tides, but rolling around in the surf, you'll find ammonites and belemnites. There's loads of free guided walks and activities down there as well. And that's the best place to go, Charmouth and Lyme Regis.
Do people show you weird and wonderful things that they found? Do you get people coming up saying, oh, look at this, and then you have to say, oh, I think that might be a toothpick?
I've had a few, yeah. I mean, the great thing about fossil hunting is anyone can go. It's a safe family activity. It's great for all ages, and you don't need any specialist equipment. So you do get particularly younger kids come up with some rather odd-looking things, and you don't want to disappoint them. So I've had a few who found Tyrannosaurus Rex teeth and all that kind of stuff, and they're delighted with it, and they've had a great day, and it encourages them to come back to the coast, so I wouldn't spoil their disappointment.
Quite a few people tend to find teeth, don't they, down on the shore?
You can find shark's teeth, yeah, particularly at Ringstead, just a little bit closer, just near Weymouth. Yeah, quite a lot of shark's teeth as well. But there's also a fossil called a belemnite, which is it looks very much like a tooth or a tusk, which is related to the ammonite, and people pick those up thinking they might be teeth, but actually they're called belemnites.
We've got a bit Blue Peter here. You've actually bought some things to show us, haven't you, Ben?
I have, yeah. I've brought you a real ammonite from the Jurassic Coast.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's about the size of my head. This is not the kind of thing that I've have found on the beach. My ammonites, I think my largest ammonite was the size of a full stop. And you've obviously had this polished up nicely so you can see it. How old is it?
Well, I'm going to give you a rough estimate. The part of the Jurassic Coast that this came from, it's going to be approximately 125 to 145 million years old, give or take a million.
Wow. That is pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah, it does surprise a lot of people. I have this selection of fossils with me out on the van, and it's great to be able to show families and kids. But people, when I say to them, guess how old it is, they are quite often a long way out.
And what's amazing is if I turn it over, it really just looks like an ordinary rock. I've probably walked past millions of these sorts of rocks down the beach at Charminster and all of these places. How do you know that they've got these amazing secrets inside?
Well, there are a few giveaways. I mean, the thing is just to spend a lot of time down there and just look and sort of make sure you're looking down at the beach and paying attention. But one of the things that you'll notice is that there's a mineral seam that runs through this rock. And that's quite often a good idea to show you that there's actually possibly a fossil in there.
And what does a mineral seam look like?
Mineral seam is kind of all glittery and crystallised. Looks like granulated sugar. And basically it runs sort of crisscrosses through the rock. So whereas you'd normally have just a fairly grey piece of rock, it looks like some crystals running through it.
And we were talking about size before, and that's got to be sort of 8 or 9 inches inches long, and it's a big round fossil. Is that an unusual size for an ammonite?
No, not at all, no. I mean, as you said, really, realistically, what you're going to find down on the beach are sort of size of 20p, 50p pieces, something like that. But over on Portland in the quarries, they've dug ammonites out up to about 2 metres across. So, you know, they really do vary hugely, but the kind of thing that you're going to find down on the beach that you can pick up and take away, because you can take them, you know, it's if you find something, you can take it. They're around sort of 50p piece sort of size.
So you travel around the Jurassic Coast for the whole year in your van. Do you get a bit lonely?
No, never get lonely. I've got company in that. I've got my Labrador, Phil, and I know people who are on Twitter will be laughing at this point because she comes everywhere with me, and she was cruelly banned from coming in on the interview with me today, so she's asleep in the van at the moment.
Yes, I incurred the wrath of Twitter by saying that I didn't think Phil would fit in our rather bijou little studio.
I have to admit, it is quite cosy in here. So anyway, she's quite happy she's asleep. But no, never lonely. I mean, there's always people around and about on the coast, and they've always got lots of questions to ask. And it's great. No, not a lonely time at all. Quite chilly sometimes, but not lonely.
You're certainly dressed up warmly today in a fleece there. I have to ask, what's the worst bit of a job like this?
I don't think there's many downsides. There's a lot of travelling, obviously, but it is great to be able to go out and see all the different fantastic parts of the coast. And I head inland as well. I'm on Portland today, but tomorrow I'm up at Cerne Abbas for the day, and hopefully it'll be lovely up there as well. So,